This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Have filling in for the Alex Jones Show. And look, I said we were going to be done with the Trump persecution, but we're not yet done with the Trump persecution because I realize now we have a couple of more minutes where I can actually bring up Letitia James's daily Twitter updates. Everybody out there, despite what I look like, I was actually once upon a time a practicing attorney with, I had 12 plus years of active commercial litigation practice under my belt in La Belle Province de Québec, sworn in 2007. I don't often talk about my experience because I never much liked my experience as a lawyer, but I have practice in Quebec, and I'm not just some dude talking without having had any meaningful experience in litigation. That being said, I'm only Quebec certified and Canadian federal law, so I don't know the law of foreign jurisdictions, although I can sort of read and make myself understand it. Looking at what Letitia, or as some of the other legal online commentators, Robert Gouveia calls her Tish, if anybody doesn't know Robert Gouveia, watching the Watchers, another great lawyer online doing the legal work for people to understand what's going on in the world, calls her Tish James. I think that's also in her Twitter handle. Letitia James is the Attorney General for the state of New York. She campaigned in 2018 literally on the platform of going after Trump. Literally, verbatim. I pulled up some clips and it's an amazing thing. Go back and watch some of her talks at the time. Her platform. I'm going to go after Donald Trump. She called him an illegitimate president. She suggested he was a Russian asset. She suggested in one of her interviews, that he was involved in foreign money laundering. She promised to go after him because it was a known fact that Trump couldn't get any domestic bank loans, which we now know is not only not the case, but she had to pivot her legal theory. At one point in one of her videos, she says, "We all know that Trump can't get any domestic bank loans. So where's all his money coming from?" Suggesting it was from foreign money laundering. She campaigned off a platform of persecuting Trump, got elected, and then is in the process now of carrying it out, going after Trump for the fraud of having allegedly, fraudulently overvalued the value of his properties. It's a legal case that is, as far as I understand it, so preposterous, so outlandish, that unless you are a partisan hack, you understand that it is baseless. That it's effectively a victimless allegation of fraud, except Letitia James' claim is that Trump defrauded New York. He defrauded the banks out of higher interest rates that they would have charged him had he properly evaluated his assets as though the banks didn't do their own valuations, whatever. I don't know if it's improper, but I suspect it is. Letitia James has been taking to Twitter to comment on, put out these daily summaries, which I think have been wildly inaccurate, of the evidence adduced during the trial, framing it, making accusations, bold accusations, although there has already been a finding of fraud in that case with Judge Engeron, the judge who we saw the soundbite before, has all the tools to either follow the law or make the law as per his own personal biases. There's been a summary judgment finding of fraud as relates to the valuation of the Mar-a-Lago property, which Judge Engeron, basing it on county appraisers, said is worth $18 to $27 million, where fair market value for an empty lot on Mar-a-Lago is in the order of $100 plus million. Set all that aside. Summary judgment finding of fraud as a matter of law. The Judge Engeron, who has all the tools under his belt, imposed a gag order. He issued sanctions in virtue of that gag order. While Donald Trump is gagged, cannot comment on the staff, the potentially partisan compromised staff of this judge, Letitia James is taking to Twitter to give daily updates of this trial. Now, I've given you a longer summary of the trial for those of you who don't know what's going on than I should have, because I'm going to play a bit of Letitia James when we come back from the commercial break. But it's her daily summary. It's your 2 minutes of hate from 1984. I'll play that for you when we come back from the break. And then we're going to get into what's going on in Canada as relates to the euthanasia numbers. Medical assistance in dying is Justin Trudeau's euphemism for it. Once upon a time, they used to call it mercy killings. 13,000 Canadians killed by the government with medical assistance in dying. That represents 4.1% of all deaths in Canada. Alex Jones Show, Viva Fry. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good. Having your medicine cabinet supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give it to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I think I see myself live on camera now. I do. Oh, I wanted to play this in the last segment, but I talked for too long. I'm often accused of that. All right. Here's your 2 minutes of hate, people. Straight out of INGSOC, which was, the Ministry of Truth. Here's your Ministry of Truth, 2 minutes of hate.
We just concluded day 22 of our trial against...
Sorry, I got to stop there. Day 22. You wonder, bad things happen when judicial resources are wasted on persecutions? They do. Day 22 of the New York Attorney General. I got to stop.
We just concluded day 22 of our trial against Donald Trump, the Trump Organization, and other defendants. Today, we heard testimony from Donald Trump's sons and co-defendants, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump. As a trustee of the Donald J. Trump Revocable Trust, Donald Trump Jr. often made financial and business decisions on behalf of his father. He testified that he signed multiple documents confirming the accuracy of Donald Trump's statements of financial condition and the Trump Organization's compliance with loan terms. But those documents were not accurate, and he knew it. In fact, just a week after he was confronted with the truth that his father's triplex was three times smaller than the statement of financial condition said it was, Donald Trump Jr. continued to lie. He certified to the family's accountants that all the information he sent them was accurate, including the value of the falsely enlarged triplex. Next, Eric Trump took the stand and insisted that he had never heard about his father's statements of financial condition before our investigation. He told us his job was just to pour concrete. But his emails tell a different story. On multiple occasions over the years, Eric Trump worked on his father's statements of financial condition, and he was intimately involved in lying about the values of properties, like Seven Springs and Briarcliff, to make his father appear richer than he actually was. Next week, Donald Trump himself took the stand. And while I am sure he will try to hide his wrongdoing behind taunts, threats, name-calling, we will not be bullied out of uncovering the truth.
Can you believe this? I tell you, I don't know if it's inappropriate, but it seems like it's wildly inappropriate for an attorney general in the midst of an ongoing trial. Now, I've been following the trial. I've been following, I hope I'm getting his name right, Daniel Klasfeld on Twitter, who's doing live tweeting. Letitia James, can you imagine the attorney general with the full backing of the government, of the institutions, is accusing Trump of bullying anybody? Can you believe the confession through projection to quote the ever often quoted theme of my channel, confession through projection. It's one of, no, it wasn't Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. It was actually Joseph Goebbels' rule of propaganda. Accuse your enemy of doing what you are doing so as to create confusion. Letitia James, the Attorney General, with the backing of Judge Engoron, who's got all the tools to do whatever he wants, is accusing Trump of bullying anybody. Summarizing Don Trump Jr.'s testimony as him having seemingly contradicted his statements that I didn't know much about anything. I signed off on documents, and anybody following Daniel Klasfeld's live tweet, they didn't get much, if anything, out of Don Trump Jr.'s testimony, except, and I'll finish it with that potential perjury trap, which is all I think that this is. Don Trump Jr. basically says, I signed off on what the professionals said was okay. What they said was good. And what's the victim in this entire trial? Letitia James put up a graph the other day which showed how much the banks, the Deutsche Bank in particular, I think, how much the banks would have collected in interest had they charged Trump the interest rate that they would have charged him had he been honest, had he accurately reflected the values of his properties. And her, her discovering the victim, the banks would have made $168 million more dollars had Trump accurately valued his property. You gotta hand it to Letitia. She's out there fighting for the itty-bitty banks who didn't collect as much in interest as they could have, ignoring the outrageously apparent reality. I presume the banks didn't just lend. I don't know how much you have to lend in order to have missed out on profits of $168 million in interest. I don't know how much you have to lend. But one would have to presume, unless the banks are, they are corrupt, but there's an old expression, everyone's a fool until it comes to their own affairs. They might be corrupt, but they're not dumb. The idea that the banks would have lent Trump however much money would have been required in order for them to have been denied profits of $168 million without themselves doing their own evaluations of the assets that they were basically securing their loans with, without doing their own evaluations and being satisfied with their own evaluations, it's idiotic to a point that even a child would understand. But set that aside. Trump, Don Jr. comes in and says, I signed up and that was it. The banks did their own evaluations, and that's it. And the victim in this is the poor bank that didn't get to charge as much interest as they otherwise would have, which begs the other question, who's to say that if they were going to charge Trump 4.5% interest instead of 3.5% interest so they could make that 100, who's to say he would have borrowed that money in the first place? But he enriched himself by not paying the interest to the bank because he evaluated Mar-a-Lago at several hundred million dollars, where Judge Engoron, said, well, a county appraiser comes to $18 to $27 million. I was there two nights ago for the premiere of Dinesh D'Souza's Police State. Very apropos. Everyone should rush out and see it. It's on Rumble. Dinesh D'Souza, Police State. Dan Bongino sort of co-hosted it's or co-documented. It's fantastic. We're at Mar-a-Lago, and I'm walking around thinking, yeah, this looks like an $18 to $27 million property. The patch of grass behind the pool at Mar-a-Lago is worth more than $18 to $27 million. The little patch of grass in between four palm trees is worth more than that. And they've called Don Trump Jr. He testified. He's out. Eric is testifying now. We're going to have to catch up at the end of the day. Ivanka tried to have her subpoena quashed. Judge Engoron said, no, 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 no. You're going to come testify. It's a perjury trap. Nothing less, nothing more. And it's an absolute bastardizing of the judicial system, of the pillars of a free, what I thought was a free and democratic society. We are weaponizing. It's one thing to weaponize prosecution, but you've weaponized prosecution justice system. You have January Sixers going to jail for years for nonviolent crimes. You have Owen Schroyer going to jail and now back in solitary for speech. And you got some members of the GOP who are running for that nomination, who are not up in arms about it. Why? Because I think some of them think that they can benefit from it. as if it can never happen to them, as if the same system which can find the crime if it finds the man will not find the crime in them. And Owen Schroyer getting locked up for 2 months, having no bond posted. For anybody who doesn't know this, I presume everybody does, no bond pending appeal, so that by the time his appeal is heard, he'll have already done his 60 days in jail, was in solitary confinement for a week for COVID safety. Now back in solitary because apparently he put up a tweet that the system didn't like. Solitary confinement is torture. There is nothing you can do to torture an animal more than solitary confinement in confined spaces. You want to see torture? Go look at, she's no longer there because she died, Lolita at Miami Seaquarium. Go look at higher order mammals in captivity. The greatest torture anyone can inflict on a human is solitary confinement. And they're doing that to Owen Schroyer right now. Why? For speech. Because he said 1776, and I said, and I think Vivek Ramaswamy is sensitive to this, if 1776 is offensive, violent speech, Vivek's got to worry about it. DeSantis has got to worry about trafficking charges. If they think this system, which might benefit them now, will not come back to bite them in the butt, they've got something else coming. Coming back after the break, we're going to get into the Canadian stuff, I promise. Viva Fry, hosting for Alex on The Alex Jones Show. It's going to get good. We're going to talk Canada. I think we've covered enough of the American stuff. Coming back after the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If that hasn't upset you enough, let's take a... How many hours did it take for me to drive from Florida to Canada? Let's take a 24-hour drive to the north of the border to talk about what's going on in Canada. There's something that, I remember discovering. And when you discover something for the first time, you remember what it feels like. When it's a good thing, you remember the beauty, the wonder of what it's like to catch a fish for the first time, what it's like to see the Rocky Mountains for the first time, what it's like to see the Grand Canyon for the first time, and to approach the edge of that cliff and hear the expanse of nothingness, and to hear it. You never forget that. Well, there's also not forgetting, there's also remembering what it felt like the first time you discovered something absolutely terrible. And I remember, I think it was about 2 years ago, my brother, who's also on Twitter, who's also a lawyer, Lion Advocacy, shout out Dan, keep fighting the good fight, posted a tweet about the numbers of euthanasia people who were put to death is hyperbolic, but when you hear the reality of it, there's no other way to put it, by the Canadian government under what they call medical assistance in dying in Canada. The number was 10,064. So whenever that number became available, that's when I discovered this. And I texted my brother and said, Dan, that can't be right. It's not possible that Canada has euthanized 10,000 Canadians. To put it into perspective, because numbers, I think it was Stalin who said one death is a tragedy, a million is a statistic. Sometimes statistics will actually make you appreciate how outrageous it is. In 2021, the Canadian government euthanized or allowed for the euthanization, medical assistance in dying, of 10,064 Canadians. That represented, at the time, 3.1% of all death in Canada. Just understand that. It was like one of the leading causes of death in Canada was euthanasia. They don't call it euthanasia because every regime likes to go with their euphemisms. A regime once upon a time used to refer to it as mercy killings of the mentally ill and the handicapped. Euthanasia was the term for a long time, but I think it's got some baggage. Trudeau's regime went with medical assistance in dying. In 2015, there was a Supreme Court decision that said not allowing for euthanasia for terminally ill people was a constitutional violation. People have the right to choose to die. The Liberal government passed legislation, and during the debates for this, unsolicited said, you know what, we don't want to deny the right to die to the mentally ill either. Like, you have to allow the mentally ill who, in law, mental illness vitiates contracts. You don't want to deny them the right to consent to end their life. And so they said, we're going to include that. But there was a bit of ethical debates. So they said, okay, well, we're going to exclude it for now, but that exclusion comes to an end, and it came to an end, give or take, 2023, 2024. Canada has now, for those who don't know, expanded it even more to include drug addiction where there is no otherwise underlying terminal illness. The numbers basically, I say, doubled every year. They went from a couple thousand to 10,000 in 5 years. It became an industry. When I say it became an industry, if you haven't seen this commercial, Simons is a clothing store. ask what on earth they have to do with euthanasia, and there's a sick, twisted, demented punchline to this story. They ran an ad.
Last breaths are sacred. When I imagine my final days, I see bubbles.
This is a woman who chose, allegedly, to end her own life.
I see the ocean. I see music.
Talk about turning euthanasia into a business, to glamorize it. This also came out during the COVID era where people, I believe it came out during the COVID era where people were already somewhat distressed about the lamentable state of the world.
Even now, as I seek help to end my life, there is still so much beauty.
As I seek help to end my life.
You have to be brave enough to see it.
You have to be brave enough. Jennifer, 1985 to 2022. As she seeks to end her life, there's beauty in life. You just have to be brave enough to find it. You know what the sick punchline to that commercial was? Simons is a clothing store, making a tribute video to Jennifer, who chose to end her life. You know what the sick, twisted punchline to that is? She wasn't terminally ill. You know what the even sicker, twisted punchline to that was? Allegedly, from reports, she didn't even want to die. Woman featured in pro-euthanasia commercial wanted to live, save friends. I feel like I'm falling through the cracks. So if I'm not able to access health care, am I then able to access death care? Hatch said in a CTV interview. Jennifer Hatch. She wasn't terminally ill. She chose to end her life because the healthcare system in the socialized healthcare of Canada was so lamentable she couldn't get the treatments that she needed for a non-terminal illness. And she took her own life with the assistance of government. Whether or not that's euthanasia, medical assistance in dying, mercy killings, or state-sanctioned murder, I guess only depends on your perspective. And now they're broadening. They're broadening it to include drug addicts. But the numbers, by the way, just came out for 2022. If you didn't think the numbers for 2021 were shocking and obscene enough, the numbers for 2022 are out, and spoiler alert, they're even more shocking and obscene. And that's if you could even believe these numbers, which I will unabashedly, unashamedly say I do not. I do not believe the number is only 13,241, but the number being reported now, 13,241 Canadians euthanized in 2022, and it's rising. You know what that represents by way of total death in Canada? Of all the deaths in Canada, 4.1% come from the government. We don't need to go through the whole article. The number is shocking. Canada released its annual euthanasia report for 2022, and it's a bleak business depending on who you're asking. And we're going to segue into another law that was just passed in Canada in New Brunswick. Presumed consent for organ donating. Not that I'm connecting all these dots, but at some point in time it becomes difficult not to. More than 13,000 Canadians received lethal jabs, representing 4.1% of all deaths in the country. And listen to this, by the way. In 2022, there were 13,000 MAID provisions reported in Canada. That's medical assistance in dying. Mercy killing, if you want to go by the older term. And by the way, I say this on my channel all the time for anybody who might find it offensive to draw comparisons between this program and, I think it was called Action 14 by Nazi Germany, mercy killings. Go look up a Forbes article that says Trudeau's new policy echoes Nazi-era eugenics policy. Go look up that article. Forbes is saying it, not me, although I'm saying it as well. But there's something else in this article which is unbelievable. There are more than 93,000 doctors in Canada. Thankfully, most do not lethally inject patients. The total number of unique practitioners providing euthanasia was 1,837, up 20%. Okay? Among physicians, sorry, there was one part I wanted to get to here. That's right. 95% of all MAID practitioners, 5% are administered by nurse practitioners. 4.1% of death in Canada is administered by the government. In Quebec, it was the third leading cause of death, unless I'm mistaken. And it was so shocking that the government of Quebec said, we have to pull back this policy. We're starting to get made fun of on an international scale. 4.1% all death in Canada. And when you see how it all loops together, now they want to extend it for drug addicts, while simultaneously decriminalizing hard drugs in British Columbia. If you don't put these dots together, I don't know who will. Coming back from the break, Diva Fry on the Alex Jones Show. See you on the end.
Please, remember, We are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Breaking through the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I don't know where I'm going to. Still soon, I don't need to be the one.
back on camera. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Alex Jones Show, Viva Fry, doing a guest host, I guess we can call it, Montreal litigator turned Florida rumbler. Talking about the madness in Canada, because although I have left Canada temporarily for the time being, Canada will never leave me because it was my home, and never in a million years in my, well, I should say, never in my entire life did I ever think that I would be chased from my home. But then again, never in my entire life did I ever think that the government would turn my home into an actual prison. And I mean this literally. You know, people go on house arrest as a form of punishment for having broken the law. I'm in Quebec, where we went on house arrest because the government decided to slap a curfew on us for 5.5 months in 2021 to fight a virus, even though they knew damn well that it had nothing to do with fighting a virus. Don't get me started. Get me started. I'm started. Our government, even when they announced the curfew in Quebec to combat the virus, acknowledged that there was no scientific basis to invoke a curfew to combat a virus, but it would serve as a reminder to everyone how serious the situation was. And it worked so well the first time, they locked us down for a month or so the year later. Never in a million years did I ever think I would be chased from my country because my country would have been turned into a prison. All right, but now we're looking at my country and what's going on. And when I first found out that 10,000 people were euthanized in 2021, now it's 13,000. And by the way, I should just preface this by saying, my father-in-law passed away from cancer. I have nothing, I mean, although I think some people might even disagree with me on this, I do believe that people who are terminally ill should have the right to end their lives with dignity, without the inevitable, unavoidable pain and suffering that comes with whatever terminal illness they have. There is a world of difference between someone with pancreatic cancer and 3 months to live and all that that 3 months would consist of is pain and agony. There's a world of difference between that and authorizing euthanasia for the mentally ill, which is now going to be the case in Canada. Discussion about expanding it to children. Discussing about expanding it to children who can't consent. And so you'll have parents consenting to euthanize children on the basis that it's in the child's best interest. There's a world of difference between that. And where we're at now in Canada, by the way, an article just came out. Again, the Daily Mail is doing some good work putting Canada on the worst kind of blast that they should be on. Canada to legalize euthanasia for drug addicts with no other illness in March. We're not going to read the whole thing, but we might read a little bit of it. Canada is due to legalize euthanasia for people addicted to drugs next year in a move activists are comparing to eugenics. I'm not an activist. I'm comparing it to another era of time. Whenever anyone asks me how could things have happened historically, historical atrocities, I never need someone to ask me that question again. I've lived through it and I'm seeing it in real time. When the country's law around medical assistance in dying changes in March 2024, mental patients, including those with substance abuse issues, with no physical ailments, will be able to seek assisted suicide. What could possibly go wrong? And then the stats. Here are the stats, people. 1,000 in 2016 to 13,000 in 2023. All under the Trudeau regime. My goodness, I mean, I guess it's a mark of success to some extent. And once upon a time when they were talking about the policy, CBC, Canada Broadcasting Corporation, the state-funded propagandist outlet in Canada, said, don't worry, people. It won't cost the system any more money. It might actually save the system money. Oh, wow, thanks. I didn't think of that as a financial incentive to kill the ill and to kill those who are just a bit of a burden on the healthcare system. Bear in mind, people, I won't pull up all of these articles. There was a woman who received euthanasia because she had multiple chemical sensitivity and couldn't find proper housing that wouldn't aggravate her, what is a severe allergy, multiple chemical sensitivity, chose death and received it from the government. Well, I'm sure that saved the government a lot of money. There was a veteran who called in veteran services suffering from PTSD, and they said, I'm paraphrasing, have you thought about killing yourself? And then when that story broke, Trudeau has to tell us, oh, no, that's not what it's about. No. It not only won't cost the system more money, it might actually save you money. Oh, but by the way, above and beyond that, now we can, you know, we don't even have to terminate the terminally ill. You could just choose it. Addicted to drugs? There was a poll that came out that said like 2/3 of Canadians supported euthanasia for the homeless. Oh, what could possibly go wrong? Let's just connect a couple of dots here, people. Some of you may never have heard of this law. Another one where I remember where I was when I learned this. New Brunswick became the second province in Canada to enact legislation of presumed consent for organ donation. Now, I'm not connecting dots, everybody. I'm just saying they're there, and they all seem to be lining up. It's called Avery's Law. It makes organ tissue donation automatic in New Brunswick, with some exceptions. Well, thank goodness there's some exceptions. Province becomes the second jurisdiction in Canada after Nova Scotia to move to this model. I've got to get the most outrageous part of this. The purpose of this law was that apparently a 16-year-old kid named Avery, his last name was Avery, died in a car accident. His parents wanted to give his organs, and they couldn't because there wasn't an infrastructure in place to allow for the willful donation of Avery's organs, including his eyes. They enact this law, which is now presumed consent. And when you realize that you don't actually have to be dead in order for it to work. Let me see here. Look at this. What the new law will change on a daily basis is that everyone will be considered a potential donor in the event of a neurological tragedy. You don't even have to be dead, leading to brain death and a declaration of physical death according to rigorous criteria. It can also affect a neurological trauma without brain death, but with a patient in a vegetative state. There's a bureaucrat, a medical professional that they may be, that can decide when someone is close enough to death to deem them dead for the purposes of organ donation. What could possibly go wrong with that? Take some wild guesses. This is not going to impact the people with family members to fight for them in the hospital. This is going to impact the most vulnerable members of society. You're allowed to kill yourself now, even if you don't have a terminal illness, if you have a mental illness, a drug addiction. And there's two provinces now with presumed consent for organ donation, and you don't even have to be dead, people. Someone has to come in and say, yeah, you're mostly dead. I feel like Billy Crystal out of Princess Bride. Mad Max. Was it Mad Max? I feel like the magician, Max the Magician out of Princess Bride. You're mostly dead. You're close enough to dead. Let's go harvest those organs. My goodness, it sure is a good thing we got 13,000 people now. More to harvest organs from. And that's assuming you can believe the numbers. Extend it to the mentally ill. Extend it to drug addicts. Oh, and while they're passing laws of presumed consent in New Brunswick, I'm not connecting any dots here. What are they doing in British Columbia? Decriminalize people who use drugs in BC. Don't you love the framing of a government? You're decriminalizing people, not the drugs. Go down to the highlighted part. What changes? Let's hear what changes. With all these new laws, presumed consent, extending euthanasia to drug addicts. Under this exemption, adults 18 years and older in BC are not arrested or charged for possessing small amounts of certain illegal drugs for personal use. The illegal drugs covered by the exemption are opioids, crack cocaine, methamphetamine, and MDMA. When does it come into effect? January 31st, 2023 to January 31st, 2026. Is it a coincidence? What does Steve Bannon say? Once is an accident, twice is a coincidence, three times is enemy action. I'm not connecting these dots, but I might be thinking that there might be some connection to a system that can't stand on its own, and instead of repairing the system, facilitate people removing themselves from their system. You save the money on the sick people. You might save some money on the organs. And while you expand it to the drug addicts of the world, you facilitate the drug addicts to become drug addicts. I don't know what to say other than to say, holy, sweet, merciful goodness, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. Viva Fry, hosting InfoWars, Alex Jones. We are coming back after the break with a special message.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, Viva Fry hosting on the Alex Jones Show today, and you know I can't end without something of a white pill. It's one thing to rage against the dying of the night, or is it rage against the dying of the light? It's one thing to rage against everything that is going wrong. But at the end of the day, you got to have something of a white pill. My white pill, although I don't know if it's going to be much of a white pill, is listen to Ted Kennedy on Joe Rogan. He just did a podcast, and it's incredible. Although it is dire, and there's a bit of doom and gloom in it, it's empowering, and the advice is of immeasurable value. Prepare yourselves, educate yourselves, awaken others. They say, you know, don't wake somebody who's sleepwalking. Horse crap. Throw a glass of cold water in their face, metaphorically speaking, because otherwise that's assault. Wake them up, share the information with people around you. People will know, they'll understand where it's going, and they will, at some point in time, they might have different thresholds, finally reach their own limit of what they are prepared to sit silently by and watch happen. Viva Fry, you can find me on Twitter, The Viva Fry, I'm a little angrier on Twitter. Rumble Viva Fry, it's been a pleasure, and now stay tuned for a special segment from Alex Jones, and I'll see you all on the interwebs. Peace out, everyone.
This is an emergency alert. The leader of Hezbollah, who reports directly to the Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran, in the Islamic dictatorship, the Islamic Shiite dictatorship, has declared war on the United States and has said that the United States is behind everything Israel is doing. Now, whether you think that's accurate or not, it doesn't matter. War has been declared upon the United States and the people of America by Hezbollah that is sock puppeting almost all the other Islamic terror organizations. And they have millions of people in Europe that are military-age men and hundreds of thousands that are military-age men in the U.S., and they are saying they're preparing to attack us. Do you understand? The article's on InfoWars.com with the video of the leader speaking to the Iranian government, the Iranian parliament, laying this out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is happening now. This is an emergency situation. The globalists are manipulating us from behind the scenes to bring in a global crisis so Biden can cancel the election and they can use the war as the pretext for claiming that that's why the economy has imploded so the globalists don't get the blame. They can be the saviors and bring in their new central bank digital currency, the ESGs and more. This is an emergency alert.
News today.
It's Friday, November 3rd, 2023. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I come to you with some very, very grave news. Now, I study different geopolitical systems and how the different blocks around the country fit together. And if you go back to October 7th, and we're going to put a report together soon, reminding people to show them the clips, I went on air hours after Israel was attacked, and I said, Hezbollah is behind this, and Joe Biden gave $6 billion to Iran that controls Hezbollah just a few months ago, and I said that this is going to turn into a three-front war where you have Russia and fighting NATO in Ukraine, you then have Hezbollah through Hamas launching the attack October 7th, Israel over-responds, goes in and then turns the entire Muslim/Arab world against Israel, and then they start attacking Israel out of the Gaza Strip, as they've already been doing, and also out of the West Bank, and then out of Lebanon to the north, Hezbollah's main base outside of Iran. And that then Iran would say the United States was directly responsible for the atrocities going on from their perspective in Gaza and surrounding areas, and that they would then activate sleeper cells inside the United States. And this is a very, very serious situation. They do have sleeper cells in the country. They put hundreds of thousands of people into the nation. They have millions of military-age men that are Islamists in different factions and groups. There are some of them boutique groups. You can't even track them in Europe. And that this will be an incredible destabilization, and that conventionally the West will not be able to then win this war while the, quote, homeland's under attack. Now, I'm an expert on false flags. I'm an expert on 9/11. I've literally studied it's thousands and thousands of hours on each of these subjects. And I've interviewed most of the top experts. And I don't say that to brag. I say that to say, listen to me. That's why when I said this a month ago, people thought I was crazy. And national news attacked me. And even some of the other conservatives said, Jones is crazy. Why would Iran attack and then take credit for it? Because they're ready. They're ready to move. And China, I said a three-front war, will then move against Taiwan. So Europe, Ukraine, Israel with the Middle East. And then, of course, China going in to Taiwan and also areas all over the South China Sea. So that's where we are. And this is very serious. It also gives the globalists an opportunity. If they want, they can now stage false flags, and they can say that Iran did it, because Iran's leader has now come out in the video and the articles on InfoWars.com. Hezbollah chief, U.S. directly responsible for Gaza atrocities, will soon pay heavy price, and went on to say that they're going to strike U.S. troops and others anywhere, and that all options are open right now. So they're saying they can attack anywhere, anytime, and that is what they're getting ready to do. So you got Netanyahu reading the Old Testament into the world stuff. You got the Muslims running around doing the same thing. This is crazy town, and this is happening. So please
to all my detractors out there. If you want to not be in a nuclear war, you like your electricity turning on, and you like, you know, milk being on the shelves and eggs at the store, and you might be able to go to the doctor and, you know, get medicine when you need it. Listen to me. The New World Order is above all this, manipulating this crisis to have this clash of civilizations on the ashes of it, bringing the world government. That's their own admissions. This is the post-industrial world. This is the 90% depopulation plan. This is what they have to do to get us to this point. As I said hundreds of times, they've covered up the COVID origin and the deadly COVID shot with the war and wars. And I predicted that. And then the financial collapse happens, and it's already begun. So that's why they're now accelerating into this endgame. So get right with God and get this information out. Because for all the leftists out there that love war, all the right-wing folks that think it's cute and fun too, this is a setup. And humanity is walking into a trap. And the Iranians think they're smarter than everybody else, and Persians are extremely Machiavelli, but they're being manipulated by the globalists above that. So this is unprecedented in world history, and it's a countdown to potential Armageddon. But World War III has already begun through the proxy wars that are now expanding. And again, it's because the end of the dollar hegemony is coming, and different globalist forces are jockeying for the pole position. So please go back and listen to my show in the last month. I've said this hundreds of times, and now it's happened. Please understand how dangerous this is. And please pray for peace, and pray for a great awakening. And please support InfoWars.
All scenarios are open. All scenarios are open on our Lebanese southern front. I reiterate, all scenarios are open, all options are laid out, and we can adopt any at any point of time. We all together must be prepared, ready, and available to all these scenarios and options to come.
Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You fought a trap! You fought a trap! Oh, yeah!
Supporting the president. You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.